RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump's win in the South Carolina Republican primary Saturday brought him closer to locking up the Republican presidential nomination. The Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois tells ABC's This Week that when it comes to his motivations,
Donald Trump has been very clear about what he's doing. He's not running for president for the American people. He's not running for president to take care of working families. He's running for president for himself. That's all he cares about every single day.
She also said Republicans have put the rights of a fertilized egg over the rights of a woman in response to the Alabama Supreme Court decision that an embryo is a person, which led some state health care providers to halt IVF treatment. There's some optimism in Israel over a potential six-week ceasefire that would see Hamas release up to 40 hostages. Israel would free 300 to 400 prisoners. Overnight, the U.S. and U.K. carried out more airstrikes on Houthi targets in Yemen. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. People with student loan debt have a chance to get their payments lowered or even have their balances forgiven altogether. But as Alex Gonzalez reports, people with older loans in particular will have to act quickly.
The U.S. Department of Education will be conducting a one-time payment count adjustment this coming summer. Cora Hume is an attorney with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and says borrowers who have non-federally held loans must consolidate them into a direct consolidation loan with the Department of Education by April 30th to reap the potential benefits.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments based on family size and income.
Hume says the Department of Education will give borrowers credit through its income-driven repayment program for repayment periods from July 1, 1994. 32% of older borrowers are struggling to pay their bills, which is why she encourages folks to call 1-800-433-3243 or visit studentaid.gov/loan-consolidation to find out if they're eligible for the significant adjustment. Hume says nationally there are 1.1 million older borrowers that are not in the direct loan program and hold an average debt of $29,500 in student debt.
The three loans that must be consolidated to receive this payment count adjustment is the commercially managed federally family education loans, the health and education assistance loans, and Perkins loans. Another loan that sort of is a quasi need for consolidation are Parent PLUS loans.
Hume says the upcoming deadline has the potential to change lives and suggests taking action sooner rather than later. I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a rough start under new head coach Doc Rivers, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 112 to 107. Giannis with 33 points, Damian Lillard with 21, then went live after the game on ESPN.
A lot of scrutiny about Doc Rivers after the 3-7 start, but this is a very impressive win. From the inside, what has that transition been like?
On the inside, it's been good. I think we understand that. Having our third coach this season, including our interim coach, it's going to take some time, to get adjusted and to kind of reestablish who we want to be and what we want to do on both sides of the ball. And when you're going through that type of transition midseason, you can run up against a team that's just flowing well. You can run up against a team that's just feeling good. A lot of things can happen, and, we just haven't been on the winning side. But I think on the inside, we can feel the tide turning. Just got to do what we do and just keep pushing. That's it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For today, we'll see mostly sunny skies developing, a west breeze and highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows around the 30-degree mark. On Monday, you can expect a sunny and breezy afternoon with highs reaching the middle 60s. Right now, it's 40.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Morning, everybody. It's the music of the star. The Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host, Lou Regani. And away we go till high noon central.
Show, former presidential candidate Patrick Leighton Paulson.
I'm very excited to be here. 20-year reunion show with my close personal friends Tom and Dave Smothers. I'd like to talk about the challenges we face in this election year. As I travel this great land, I hear complaints about auto workers being laid off, cheap imports, steel mills closing, the garment industry dead, foreclosures of farms, the homeless, pollution, problems of the aged, the threat of AIDS, child abuse, Middle East, Nicaragua, etc., etc. I hear these rumblings of discontent everywhere I go, and you know what I think? I think America ought to just shut up. I'm sick of this bitching and moaning. So shut up, America. If you don't like what's going on, get off of your butts and find somebody to take care of these problems.
If I'm elected, my policy will be to love you forever, forever and ever. So cast your vote for me. If I'm selected, misses with happiness in you. We live in a white house, a happy and bright house, with a tiny tax deduction for a start. Politically speaking, the office I'm seeking is to be the chief executive of your heart. I'll keep every promise, keep every promise, I swear by stars above. If I'm selected, here's what I pledge to you. A platform of kisses as Mr. and Mrs. with happiness in view. We'll live in a white house, a happy and bright house, with a tiny tax deduction for a star. Politically speaking, the office I'm seeking is to be the chief executive of your heart. Keep every promise, I swear by stars above. If I'm elected to be the one you love.
Eddie Fisher with Hugo Winterhalter. Perry Como.
Fellow cats, mesh your gears. Won't you lend your politic ears? I have a burning message, listen, and I will quote.
Note!
I'll donate you a ham.
Spam!
A platter of fried prim pram. And I'll give away a haircut with every vote.
One more vote!
I'm a hip candidate.
Great!
A square deal for every gate.
Great!
No waltzes by Brother Strauss. A cement mixer in every house.
Putty putty!
Vote for me, I'm the guy who can get you some shoe fly pie. At the racetrack I can give you the winning goat.
Won't you denote the dope?
Parlez-vous, entre-nous, that's French. Little of boots for two.
That's sense.
You dig me and I'll dig you, so I quote, vote.
Run some fun, son.
One more
one
vote.
One more vote. One more vote.
One more vote.
One more vote.
Stuff McDuff.
One more vote.
Lay it on till we get enough.
One more vote.
When we win, I'll pitch a ball at the city hall.
Every hip cat.
Vote with zeal, Miss McNeil.
Vote with zeal.
We'll cook up a groovy deal. Get that feeling everybody is 8 foot tall.
Man, you're tall as a wall.
Hear my jive, man alive.
Drive.
Get on buzzing around the hive.
Jive.
A wanna will get you five. The squares are gonna take a dive. On the hop, blow your top. Bring me home with the re-bop-de-bop.
Bop!
Dig each hot rod, souped-up hip cat that's in the know.
Joe, you show 'em a go.
Make 'em vote, drag 'em in.
Win!
Remember it ain't a sin.
Skin!
Somebody has got to win, so I quote.
So note this quote, we both put on your coat. Get out and vote, don't miss the boat. You vote just one more vote.
And I quote.
Give me one more vote.
Perry Como, here's Robert Ryan.
It gets lonely in the White House when your cares begin. And the White House is a big place to be lonely in. When you're all alone there staring into space, it's lonely in the White House when you've been attacked by the loyal opposition getting in the act. If you make the wrong decision when the final chips are down, the White House is the loneliest place in town. It gets lonely in the White House when you're sitting there and you have to do your thinking in a rocking chair. When some exercise would keep you feeling well, but a journey to the golf course and the country's gone to hell. When a bill to lower taxes must go on the shelf, and you'd really like to sign it to pay less yourself. When your speech is optimistic, but the stocks keep tumbling down, the White House is the loneliest place in town.
In a little Missouri town, a bar in 1884, Thursday, in fact, May 8th, Harry Truman, his mom bore. He went to college for a year, then worked sporadically. He joined the war as a captain in the field artillery. In 11, Harry asked Bess to marry, but then she declined. It wasn't till 19 when they wed, his service changed her mind. His party's help, he became a judge after failing at his store. Then they had one child, Mary, who appeared in 24. He liked politics, it paid well, so he ran for senator. He won and served two terms starting in 1934. He headed a committee to find military contract ways and save billions from what he found doubts about him were erased. Harry S. Truman, president number 33. His foreign goals achieved, but not those made domestically. FDR chose him for VP, his fourth term, history says. 82 days later, Roosevelt died, Harry became Prez. To save lives on both sides, the atom bombs he authorized. After the war, to old Russia, his doctrine he utilized. His Marshall Plan helped rebuild Europe and NATO their defense, and used Europe communism to cover the expense. Harry served till 53, then to Missouri he returned. Wrote his memoirs, sometimes taught, shared his social concerns. At 88, on the day after Christmas, Harry died. It was 72, then 10 years later, Bess was at his side. Harry's legacy was his firmness against all perceived crimes. He helped to fight the growing threats during those dangerous times.
Here's some Madison talent, Dean Elliott and the Big Band. Dean Elliott. Peggy. Cole Porter.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all
Kavanaugh's band, and Lou Levy on piano. Frank Sinatra Jr. on the music of the stars. Pacific Media Radio Network.
That face, that wonderful face. It shines, it glows all over the place. And how I love to watch it change expression. Each look becomes the prize of my possession. I love that face, that face. It just isn't fair. You must forgive the way that I stare. But will these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face, that face? It's got my crazy heart in such a tangle. It drives me simply wild from any angle. I love those eyes, those lips, that fabulous smile. She laughs and spring goes right out of style. And never will these eyes behold a sight that knocks me off my feet. Pretty little feet, she's really sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. She cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind's in a kind of whirl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. Pretty little face, that face just knocks me off of my feet. Pretty little feet, she's really sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. She even cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind's in a kind of whirl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl.
Shore next up. On the Music of the Stars.
Faces, voices call for me. Faces, voices from
Steve Lawrence. music of the stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune. She whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. She's a woman, and so easy to forget. Rather like a habit, one can always break, and yet I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air. Accustomed
from Gina De Gregorio.
Thank you.
the mere idea of you, the longing here for you.
Is out of mind. Maybe that's so, but I tried to go and leave you behind. What did I find? I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam the same old dream. At every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. Every stop that we made, yes, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, well, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you.
There's a Johnny Mercer classic, Tony Bennett, on the music of the stars. Francis Albert Sinatra.
In the hush of evening, as shadows steal across my lonely room, I think of you. I think of you.
Robert Preston.
If you want to play the minuet in G, think the minuet in G.
Now think, men. Think.
Minuet in G. And back to Bach in just a minute. We've got Spike Jonze doing some serious classic music. Here he is, the master of cacophony, Mr. Spike Jonze in television.
Review, we present the evolution of music. In the year 8000 BC, music sounded something like this. In 1789, along came Mozart, and music sounded like this. Then in 1907, along came W.C. Handy, and jazz was born. In 1935, the musical world was rocked by Benny Goodman, the King of Swing. And then in 1941, along came Spike Jonze.
The Swingle Singers. Thank you. Original Singers. Mel Torme of Chicago. Lionel Hampton.
Anybody left out there who doesn't think that the big bands are alive, well, and kicking, just better get the cotton out of your ears.
Big bands are here to stay, baby.
Excuse me, but would you guys mind if a young kid from Chicago took a try at these traps?
The one and only Gene Krupa. Hey, Gene, these sticks are getting cold, baby. Blow, man.
Anybody know Sing, Sing, Sing?
Everybody knows Sing, Sing, Sing. Do it.
Lionel Hampton out of Sturtevant. The national anthem of swing.
Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing. La-di-da. Oh, now you're singing with a swing. Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing.
Keeley Smith. Benny Goodman. The United States Army Band. Stand by for news. And another hour of stuff. Music of the Stars.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.